now they have picked up the count. We've just heard the T-4 minutes and counting. So we're 4 minutes away from this launch. It is now 7:47 in the evening. Now I'm going to give a commentary from now on what's happening, and we'll see how we get on. We're now entering the final minute or two of the countdown. We're only seconds from the liftoff now. I'm watching it through my telephoto lens. She's lit up. Wow, it's ascending. It's cleared the lightning towers. Now, hundreds of meters in the sky, we hear the sound roaring towards us now. Wow, long plume of exhaust from it. Very brilliant in the white light. And I'm just taking a moment to look at it. Climbs high in the sky now. We have the moon off to the right, a half moon or quarter moon as it's properly called. Now we're getting the exhaust in the sunshine. The exhaust is now in the sunshine because it was a dusk liftoff. Absolutely amazing sight with the plume. It's now got no exhaust plume visible, except the bright light of the engines. And we're getting that wonderful sky show like we saw. With the space shuttle. Oh, what a magnificent sight this is. White at the top, going into a yellowy white down into grey, and now it's ascended higher in the sky. It's leaving a plume behind, white plume. We can still see the white of the exhaust, the brilliant white light of the engine. Meanwhile, the later exhaust is drifting away now towards the north as the rocket passes out towards the east. The cloud now makes an L shape in the sky. So far it looks like a successful launch of this Atlas V vehicle carrying the experimental Air Force space plane. Still see it. Brilliant white point of light now, like a star in the sky, and the plume is expanding astonishingly. And they lower down the earlier exhaust, is still showing white in the sky. Oh, we've seen staging. Yes. Oh, two points of light there. three points of light now. Can't see the rocket anymore. It's gone into the light blue of the sky, but lower down we have various colors of clouds still shining in the sunlight, and looking lower down we have the pad still with the lightning towers of the flashing lights. The exhaust plume that was from the initial ignition has now drifted away to the north and is dispersing. It's now getting hard to see, especially since it's down into the Earth's shadow zone. It's still quite light here at the Kennedy Space Center, but it is definitely dusk. And so here at the Kennedy Space Center, we have seen the launch of the Atlas rocket. And people now standing around discussing it, the photographers packing up their gear, the television crews are now winding up their cables, some of them successful in doing a live broadcast. One crew, I believe, couldn't make the connection, and so their audience has missed out. And we have the sun now well and truly set in the west, and we have the wonderful pink sky with a cloud, birds flying around. There's a whole flock of birds on top of the VAB circling around, much as they do in Melbourne around the, well, they used to around the Arts Centre Spire, and they still do around the Bolte Bridge. And looking to the north, it's greying out, and I can see the Ares launch pad with its flashing lights and a myriad of lights in the tower itself. And then further around we have the Space Shuttle Atlantis, and the rotating surface structure appears to have been put around Atlantis now, and it's a whole lot of orange lights. I can't see any xenon strobes or anything, but it is there in the northwest from our site here. And then around towards the east we have the Atlas pad now. Still with the flashing lights around the four lightning towers, and we see the umbilical tower as well there with some orange lights at the bottom. The turning basin from the center here where they bring in the external tank is now reflecting that sky, and was a wonderful sight during the launch.